Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Hello, hello, hello. This is your guest host, Sean Alexander Hamilton, also known as a published author, creator, motivator, inspirationer, however you want to call me. And here we are on this fine Monday. I apologize for about this morning. I was supposed to be doing this morning, but we had to reschedule due to the fact that I was in the process of being so. Oh, I need to get a little shut eye here and there. But anyway, on this Monday motivating money making session, I would like to take a moment to say thank you to Bethany, the host of this Culture Shock Media Entertainment here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to say a humbling thank you for letting me be a guest host again. And again, I want you to know that I am extremely sorry for all the guests out there that were graciously up in the morning for their motivation Monday money talk. Anyway, so without further ado, if we are going to have anyone happen to call in, let me give you that quick number real quick for the Block Radio show. So if you would like to call in, that is totally fine. I encourage you to do that. So the number is to reach me is 646-787-1578. Again, the number is 646-787-1578. Now, on this motivating making money Monday, I know it's late, and for those people that are on the East Coast, I apologize. It's almost ready to hit Tuesday over there. And for whoever's watching in the West Coast, listening in the West Coast, I apologize for the simple fact that you guys might be eating dinner or attempting to spend time with your family, but not to worry, because this show is only going to be an hour long. So if any of you guys would like to call in, if you want to give some of your insights, or if you have anything that you would like to add to what I'm saying, then by all means, go ahead. I have no problem with you guys doing that, and I look forward to you guys doing that. Again, the number to call in is 646-787-1578. Okay, well, so let's begin on talking about, I know it's supposed to be motivating when we're talking about money, but let's face it, sometimes when we hear the word money, some of this would either cringe, I'm like, ooh, I don't want to talk about that, because we start thinking of things that being of not of interest, or not really of interest, of scarcity, of wondering, oh, well, I don't have enough. I don't know anything about money. They didn't teach me anything, you know, about money in school. So where am I supposed to turn? Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to learn? And how am I supposed to navigate the world of money and learn the language of money. So on these talks, when we're talking about motivating people with money, we're talking about the language of money, because it's something, it's a language that few of us get to know, few of us get to understand, and few of us get to, you know, rarely wonder, okay, how do I navigate my money? How do I make my money work for me? And see, that is the question most of us have, especially when we're living in extreme times of not having enough, of poverty, of not living paycheck to paycheck, and we wonder how we can get over this hump. So let me dive into a few things that I have learned on lessons of language of money. Now, I'm not saying I'm one that knows every single thing about money. It's not like I know about all about everything about stock markets, about finances, about holdings, about share investments, and about things to that nature. But what I will tell you is, anytime you don't know the language of money, and this is in any realm of educating yourself, any realm of educating yourself, it doesn't matter what the realm is, whether it's learning the language of money or learning an actual physical language of different dialects, right? So if we're thinking about different dialects and different languages, we think of all the complexity that goes around learning something brand new. And some, and I will say, sometimes it's very scary to learn something brand new. Now, people have said knowledge is power. I will add a twist to that. I don't believe knowledge is power, because a lot of us have knowledge. And a lot of us have knowledge. And this certain knowledge that we have, we lack the use of it. So I will say the true essence of knowledge, or this true essence of knowledge is power, is the application behind it. So applying these steps and applying these methods, applying these different ideas you've learned and the languages that you've delved into because you didn't know certain things. So those are very, very important when you're learning something new. When you're learning something new, especially when it comes to money, because all of us want to know, what is the secret to money? What is the secret to gaining wealth? And what is the secret to gaining a life of, see, we're all striving to become free and live a life to where we don't have to worry. Now, let me tell you this. Just because you have more than enough money doesn't mean the worry goes away. Okay, we all think, oh, well, if I had all this money, I wouldn't have to worry about anything. Well, I bet it differs. You would still have to worry, because worry is one of those integrate concepts an emotion. So worry is an emotion that we deal with. So these emotions don't ever leave us. These emotions stay with us, but at different levels. So the different levels that we want to choose. And this is what is so important when you're learning the language of money. So, so important. When you're learning the language of money, you learn to disconnect with your money and your thought process about money. And, yes, I am a published author, and I did write a book called Defeating Financial Anger. And in that book, I talk about your emotional ties towards your money and how to deal with your emotional ties to money. And it's something so important when you're dealing with these negative thoughts about what money can do for you or what money hasn't done for you. So when you're thinking about the thought processes of money and what they do, what they can either reap or what money can do for you, you really have to be determined with your initial thought of, okay, I have, say you have $1,000 in the bank. Okay, so you got $1,000 in the bank. Okay, beautiful. Awesome. Now, what are you going to do with that $1,000? Are you going to let it sit there and grow a little bit of interest? Because let's face it, the banks don't give you too much interest when it comes to leaving your money in the bank. Or are you going to take a little bit and put it into savings, and you're going to take a little bit and let it grow, or you're going to take a little bit and let it pay off a bill? Now, there's nothing wrong with paying off bills, because paying off bills helps you relieve the stress that you're under when all those bill collectors come calling. Now, in my book, The Feeding Financial Anger, I talk about trigger terms of finances. And these trigger terms that we all deal with, that we all hear on a day-to-day basis, it's part of the language of money. So I'm going to give you these trigger terms. Trigger terms means when you're hearing a term and it makes you triggered, it makes you upset, it makes you angry, it makes you filled with anxiety and worry, right? So these trigger terms, these are the terms that I have came across and I've dealt with, because I've dealt with my own financial battles, right? So trigger term number one, bills. Ooh, the nasty word bills. You know, none of us like hearing the word bills. Taxes is another trigger term. The late payments, collections, overdraft fees, insufficient funds, being unemployed, being laid off, having something repossessed, a repossession of something, a foreclosure, or being fired, right? So when we hear these trigger terms, what happens? Our anxiety and our worry peaks, because we didn't understand the language of money and those terms and what they could do for us. Because let's face it, in school, we don't really learn too much about money. But rest assured, I'm going to give you a few things to grasp on, to either resources to read, resources to go to help you further your language of money. Because once you learn the language of money, things will become easier. And I'm not saying I don't struggle with money, because I still struggle with money. And there's nothing wrong with the struggle. The struggle is what helps you grow. The struggle is what makes you have this fortitude of fire and of grit, you know, and you're sitting there on the grind and you're like, okay, no, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to make it. Nothing's going to stop me. Okay, so when we're thinking about the terms of money and what they can do for us in this language that we all have to know. And let's say this language is very difficult, because there's only a few places you can get it. Now, you can get it through mentors or through reading about it, reading through books, courses. If you're lucky enough, you can get it through your parents or your grandparents or whoever's raising you, because in schooling, there's not much of it. They might go over a little bit of stuff, and it's the bare minimum. It's not going to get you by. It's not going to help you, because, let's say, either you're going to get into a finance class. You get a finance class, great. You won't get finance class until you're out of high school. So we have to be on the search of the language of money, so we don't let money control us, and we don't let this need of not having enough enter our thought process and enter our our realm of thinking, of positive emotional responses, because that's what we want. We want positive emotional responses when we're going through motivating ourselves to make our money work for us. And we have to become our own money mentors. We literally have to become our own money mentors. Yes, you can have a mentor, you can have a financial planner help you, but in the end, you're the one still spending that money. You're the one still spending that time and the energy to figure out where you're going to put it. Is it a good spot? Is it not a good spot? And then you've got to deal with trust issues. Who do I really trust? Because it's my money. It's money I work for. I want it to grow because I want to grow in other areas of my life, right? So when we're thinking in terms of growing in other areas of our life, mainly we think about the money. Like, I want to grow this money so I can have what? So I can have financial freedom. And it's really about the freedom is what we're thinking about, what we're going after. The freedom of not worrying about, okay, am I going to have my next meal? Or am I going to have the lights turned off or not turned off, right? Or am I going to have enough gas to get from point A to point B? Or am I going to have enough fortitude or enough knowledge to get this process and this language down? Because when we're trying to learn about the language of money, we usually learn through our pitfalls and our own common mistakes that we make on a day-to-day basis. And these common mistakes can either hinder us or they can make us grow because we're like, oh, I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to put my money in that area. I'm not going to put my money in that sort of savings or that financial that savings bond or the mutual fund, or I'm not going to invest in this area because the share price is going down or the market price is going down. Bad mistake. Not going to do that again. So it's okay to make mistakes, and mistakes help us become money mentors of our own will in our own money, right? So we become the masters of our money. So that's what we want to do. We want to become motivated masters and our own money mentors, so we don't have to go outside to look for a financial advisor. And sometimes, I'm not saying all financial advisors are bad. Some financial advisors might know the language of money, might really help you. But then you got somebody who's thinking, you know what, financial advisors that are just there to get what they can because they're worried about the market crashing. And if the market crashes, they're out of a job, right? So they're going to get as much as they can just so they can come up. Now, I'm not saying that's not everyone, but let's face it. If you're dealing with your money, no matter what you do with your money, it is ultimately your choice. It's ultimately your choice, and it's ultimately how you perceive yourself and what you want to do and how you want to be. You know, so this perception of these trigger terms that you have need to weigh them down and say, okay, well, yes, I have trigger terms, but I also have a term which I call controlled thoughts with controlled economy. So you control your thoughts and then you control your economy and how it works for you. So remember, like, the best thing about falling is you can always get back up again and start over. And so many people are so worried about falling down that they think they're going to stay there. So they don't. They're afraid to let go, and afraid to research, afraid to read and retain and learn to benefit themselves, so they don't make the same pitfalls again. There's nothing wrong with falling, as long as we're falling in. When we're falling forward, right? You don't want to fall backwards. You want to fall forward in your mission. you want to fall forward in your way of thinking in your life to attempt to get financial freedom. Financial freedom is what we're all looking for. It's what we're all searching for. You know, yes, they all talk about being wealthy. Just because you're wealthy doesn't mean you're financially free. I mean, let me put it to you this way, and I know it's a strange concept to even think about. Like, dude, what is this guy talking about? If you're wealthy, you're financially free. That is not the case. But being financially free means ultimately there's not a shred of doubt. There's not a shred of worry. Remember, just because they are wealthy doesn't mean they don't worry. Doesn't, you know, think about this. If you're wealthy, think of all the trust issues that most wealthy people have. Are they using me? Are they just want to be around me just because I have money or I can help them out? You know, that's not really financial freedom. That's not freedom. That's an entrapment. That's an entrapment that we don't want to deal with and we don't want to go through. So it's about getting out of the trap that we set for ourselves in our own mind. Remember, we have to motivate ourselves to reach to different heights of where we want to be, what we want to become. You know, so it's okay to fall just as long as we're falling forward. Falling forward is very, very important. So what we want to do, we want to control the finances in an uncontrolled economy. So when we think about an uncontrolled economy, we still have the choice to control our finances. And it's so important to have an allotted budget. Like a budget that's going to help you. Budget planning really helps you beat all the other things that are stepping in your way. Like budget planning is probably one of the most important things that someone can do for themselves, and it's not that difficult to budget plan. You know, if you think about it, you have a credit card, right? And we just swipe, 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 swipe. And we don't ever sit there and jot down what we're spending it on. Sooner or later, your money's dwindling and it's going away and it's going away and it's going away. And then you're like, oh, crap. What happened? I don't have no money. And then one of the trigger terms comes up. The insufficient funds or the overdraft fees. You know, a couple of them might come up. That's where we want to stop. And we don't want to be in that momentum. We don't want to deal with those trigger terms. So that is something that's super important to deal with, especially at a young age, and especially in learning the language of money. Like, really dive into learning the language of money. Learn about percentiles. Learn about... you can learn a little bit about stocks. You can learn a little bit about mutual funds. You can learn a little bit about 401ks, retirement plans. You can learn a little bit about saving investments. And when I talk about saving investments, I'm talking about saving investments in the process of actually saving your money. But when you're saving it, it is growing. That's what a saving investment is. So those are the things you wanna really dive into when you're thinking about the idea of making money. You know, so making money, we have to understand one thing. Money comes and money goes. How fast it goes is mainly up to your decisions. How slow it goes is mainly also up to what you're doing with your money at the current time. You know, so if you make a big purchase, think about it this way. You make a big brand new money in the end. Is it an investment that's going to reap you benefits, like, say, a house or a condo? Or is it going to leave you without? Or is it not going to, is it going to be a money pit? Because money pits work like this. You might get a house, but it might be a fixer-upper, and you're just dumping the money. It's like you're getting a, it's getting a car from a used car lot. You go off and get a car, and you dump money into it, you know, because you think, oh, well, you know, I can fix it up. Well, it keeps breaking down. You keep dumping money into it, thinking you're saving it, but you're not saving anything. You're just wasting your money. Our idea, our concept that we need to realize is not to waste money. We don't want to waste hard-earned cash. We don't want to waste our time. We don't want to waste the ideas of yesteryear or tomorrow, right? So our ideas can plant money into our pockets. When we hear about the money tree of life, the money tree of life is in our head. Ideas. And a good idea can bring you substantial amount of money to lead you to substantial motivating area of freedom. Like all your negative thoughts are released. All your positive responses are also released, but they're released in the right way. They're released in the right direction. They're released in the concept of, okay, I know the language of money. I know what I'm going to do with it. I know what I'm going to purchase to help me better my life and not deal with not having enough. Because when you think of money, we think of terms, and especially one of the biggest trigger terms I can tell you right now is not having enough. Like, that's one of the biggest trigger terms, not having enough. When you think of wealth, think of terms of how long you would be able to live if you were living a healthy lifestyle. And when I mean healthy lifestyles, I also mean healthy lifestyles not just in your physical capacity to be healthy, but in your mental health. Your mental health is one of the most important things, because with the stress, with the anger, with the worry, with the anxiety, that will lower your immune system. And this is what they talk about, especially nowadays with the whole coronavirus thing running rampant. They talk about your immune system. And what builds our immune system is having the mental capacity to be happy. I'll have to say, my father, he felt ill. He felt sick. And he had told the doctors, because he got better pretty quickly. The doctors couldn't understand why. He wasn't doing any of the medication they were giving him. He didn't take any of it. All he said was, happy mind, healthy body. Remember, he said, a happy mind, healthy body. So we have to be self-assurance of giving ourselves the right mental attitudes. The right mental attitude will help us lead into the right mental response, or the positive mental response. So when you think of terms like that, think of the positive mental responses that you deal with and you can latch onto and you can grasp, because there's nothing more important than your mental state. You know, that thinks that we are living with a pandemic now, but the real pandemic that we deal with, and that is hasn't really been brought up, and it has been brought up, but it's not really at the forefront of what people think it should be, and it's the mental attitude that we have and the mental conditioning that we do of, you know, if we think about there's a lot of people with mental issues, and then I'm not saying mental issues as, oh, they're crazy, but this mental acuity of depression and anxiety and worry and all these negative things that can bring us nothing but terrible things in our lives, because we're dealing with all the negativity and negative responses. So we have to really train our brain, and we really have to train our mind to think correctly. You know, it's like this. I once heard an old master tell me once, possess the right thinking. Only then can one receive to get the strength, knowledge, and peace. Possess the right thinking. Only then can one receive to get the strength, knowledge, and peace. So when you're thinking, think in the right direction. When you're thinking of what you can do with the money that you currently have in the right way. Because the only reason why we don't have enough is because our thought process brings us to not acting accordingly and not acting the right way. You know, and here we are, we're talking about motivating making money Monday, and we're talking about motivating making money. This is something that's very acuted to your language of money. You know, having the right thinking puts you in the right direction, puts you in the right atmosphere, puts you in the right mood. And when you're in the right mood and you're in the right atmosphere and you're in the right place at the right time, is what they say. It's usually you're not in the right place at the right time. It's usually you're in the right mood at the right time, because you could be in the right place at the right time, but if you have a negative mood or a negative attitude at that certain time in place, when you're there, when it can lead you into financial freedom, per se, or help you catapult your idea or your thought process, and if you're mentally not stable, and you're mentally angry, and you're mentally unfocused, and you're mentally undisciplined, what's going to happen? That mood will destroy the good fortunes that lie ahead of you. So we don't want to destroy the good fortunes that lie ahead of us. We want to think on the right path every single day. Even though if you wake up and you wake up like they say, what happened to you? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? You tell yourself, yes, I might have woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but I didn't get up on the wrong side of the bed, right? You might have woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but you didn't get up, because listen to this concept. When you're thinking about waking up on the wrong side of the bed, but you're getting up, listen to those words again. When you're thinking about getting up on the wrong side of the bed, but you're getting up, the minute that you can wake up and you can get up, guess what? That's a good day. You're standing above ground. You're not 6 feet under. You're not in the ocean. You still have life. You still have ideas. And you still have visions that you can go out there thinking on terms of being motivated. Because remember, I can't motivate you. No one can motivate you. All we can do is leave a spark of interest, and it's your idea for you to move that spark of interest. So when you're thinking about motivating yourself, think about motivating yourself to moving. Think about motivating yourself to movement. The movement is the process that we get up and we go and we make it happen no matter what. So in those terms, that's what we want to do. When you're motivate someone to move. Motivate someone to think outside the box. Motivate someone to encourage them, to tell them that no matter what goes on, you are going to be there. You're going to make it happen. Why? Because you're the only one that can. Right? You are the only one that can. Someone can leave a spark of interest, but what are you going to do with that spark? Are you going to let that spark materialize into the interest of what you want to become and what you want to do? Because let's face it, not all of us knows exactly what we want to do. And it might take a while for us to get to know what we want to do. But some of those sparks of interest, if you don't work on those sparks of interest to build on your craft or build on your idea, the idea is shot. The idea is going to go to the grave with you. And guess what? That idea could have helped someone further their lives or helped not just someone, millions. Because have you ever heard about the trickle effect? The trickle effect works like this. If you throw a rock in the pond, in the pond, or you skip a rock, what happens? The rock skips, right? And then there's a trickle effect. And then the water starts moving. That's the only time the water starts moving. Other than that, the water is calm, cool, collective, right? There's no movement. So the water can't do anything if it's not moving. It can't pass through. It can't crash. It can't do nothing, right? It can just sit there. It can bring life force, yes, but it can't do anything without the movement, you know? So that's something that's very important. So I'm going to give you guys the number one more time just in case anyone wants to call in. If you're able to call in to the Cult of Shock Media Network, the number is 6461 to comment or to ask a question. So when you call into this number, 646-787-1578, you have to press 1 to comment or ask a question. Because if you don't press the 1, you're not going to be able to really chime in. So the number again is 646-787-1578. And I want to give a quick shout out to the host of the most, Bethany. I want to say happy birthday because it's her birthday coming up. And I just want to say happy birthday. I wish you all the best. And again, thank you for letting me be the guest host of your show on Culture Shock Entertainment Media Network. This is where we talk about motivating people. This is where we talk about winning ideas. And we talk about just things that are going on in daily life and what we can do to better ourselves in troubling times. So we just don't talk about just money. We talk about current events. We talk about what other stories are helping other people. And sometimes we even get callers that call in with a significant story or something that can something usually we can help them out with, or they can help us out with, because who knows what somebody's struggling through day in and day out. You know, I don't know someone's personal struggles, and no one knows mine. So it's always good to encourage to have our listeners call in. And it's something that we love doing. We love hearing their stories. We love hearing their messages and their comments. And even if they can add to our stories, that's even more fulfilling. Because if they can add some value to what we are saying, maybe it's something we didn't know. Maybe it's something that they knew more about, or they could shed some light or lead us into a different thought pattern or a different way of preaching it or speaking it. Let me take a quick moment and give you a few books that you could possibly purchase, download, or whatnot. Now, I will do also a plug in for Mind. Mind, Defeating Financial Anger. As of right now, you can get it on Amazon, but I prefer you guys get it from me directly. If you want to get it through me, you can either go to Alexander Hamilton's Insights, and I will spell that out for you. Alexander Hamilton's, with an S at the end of Hamilton, Insights, insights.com. So you can get it personally from me, and I will send you an autographed copy, send you a little personal message. And that book is Defeating Financial Anger. I'm actually working on another financial book to help people further their lives. A few other good books from a few other authors. Another good book is The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace Wattles. That's a very powerful book. Then you got your all-time favorite, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And then you also have another one by George S. Clanton, The Richest Man in Babylon. Now, that one's an interesting story. They've got a lot of interesting concepts in it. And the author just put it together perfectly fine the way he talked about it. And then, of course, you got Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Man, Poor Man trilogy, should I say, because he's written a few of those books. But everyone knows about Rich Man, Poor Man. That one's a good book, too. So there's a lot of good other authors out there. I can't really go through all of them out today, per se, because there's just so many good books on money and so many good books on thought processes about how to deal with your money and how to make your money work for you. And there's a lot of good stuff on YouTube that you can research and you can do your own research. I encourage you all to do your own research, do your due diligence when it comes to learning how to navigate the language of money. Language of money is very important when you're thinking about what you want to do with your life and what you want to leave behind and what kind of impact you want to leave on someone else. There's also another good book called Creating Money, Keys to Abundance, and that's by Roman Packer. So that one's called Creating Money. That one's an interesting book because it dives into the spiritual side of money and what it can do for you and what it can help you with. So anyway, there's a few good books to start off with if you're interested about learning about money and the concepts of what money can do for you. Now, if you want to get some additional training as far as financial money and what financial money can do, there's a lot of books on stock market. There's a lot of books on real estate. There's a lot of books on and a lot of mentors out there. But you have to watch out for some of these mentors, because like I said, the only mentor that's going to really help you out is you, by you becoming the mentor mastery of your own money. So you have to become this mentor master of your own money. If you don't become the master of your own money and becoming your own mentor, because remember, you're the one who makes the final decision with your money. If you don't become that, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to understand the language of money. It's not enough to know the language of money. It's about the understanding and what you do with that understanding. So very, very important. So when you're thinking about making money and thinking about making moves, really think in terms of possessing the right directions, possessing the right thinking, possessing the right movements to lead yourself into a better way on dealing with life, you know, and dealing with navigating the world of of this concept of not having enough. Now, and I said this during the last podcast, but I'm going to say it again. There's a phenomenal quote that I put in my book, Defeating Financial Anger, and it has to do with the simple fact of dealing with self-worth, right? So dealing with self-worth and what it can do for you. So I found this cool quote, and it's a Chinese proverb quote, and it goes like this. If you want 1 year of prosperity, grow seeds. If you want 10 years of prosperity, grow trees. If you want a lifetime of prosperity, grow your self-worth. Okay? And say it again. If you want 1 year of prosperity, grow seeds. If you want 10 years of prosperity, grow trees. If you want a lifetime prosperity, grow your self-worth. So in that quote, it's talking about your self-worth and how you feel about yourself. Like I said, you have to motivate yourself into the right thought patterns. Thought patterns lead you into better directions. Better directions lead you into a better fulfillment for yourself. So, super, super important. I'm hoping someone calls in. If none of you guys have any questions, then by all means, I'll continue talking, but we don't have much more time because it shows only for an hour. So I will continue talking about what I've been talking about when it comes to motivating yourself into making more money. And like I said, it's not really about making more money. It's about doing what's enough with the money that you have. Right? So, and the reason why I want you to think in that thought process of not thinking about making more, because when we think about not making more, we go back to that trigger term, not having enough. Right? We want to stay away from that. We want to stay away from that trigger term of not having enough. Because when we feel we don't have enough, what does that do to our self-worth? It diminishes it, it lowers it, it gives us negative thoughts. And in those negative thoughts, what happens? What happens within those negative thoughts? We lower our self-esteem, we lower our immune system, and we lower our way of thinking. So our thought processes can't focus on the energy where we need to focus it. When I'm talking about the energy where we need to focus, I'm talking about the energy. I'm talking about the energy of directing ideas to better fulfillment for ourselves. Like I said, ideas can bring you money. Ideas can bring you financial freedom. Ideas can bring you a movement to creating significant change for you and your loved ones around you, or not even your loved ones around you. Complete strangers can be changed by your idea, by your thought process. You can bring change, whether it's significant change, whether it's a change of health, a change of thinking, a change of transportation, a change of communicating, a change of becoming a savior or becoming a hero. So it's very important to believe in the thought process of creating a better life, because we want to create a better life when we're thinking about the money that can work for us. We don't really want to initially work for money. We want money to work for us, right? So when you think about making money, think about making the money go to work for you, because let's face it, working for money, it's just difficult. It's difficult. It's hard. It's laborious. It's tedious. It can last forever. And sometimes if you work for money, it's not fulfilling. But if you're working for an idea, if you're working for a change, if you're working for a movement, ooh, now that's fulfilling. Even if you don't get all the money in the world and you don't become like wealthy per se, like a billionaire or a millionaire, it's still wealthy. When we talk about having that mental mindset of a millionaire, we talk about feeling like a million bucks. Even though you might not have $1 million in your pocket, let's think about it. There's been plenty of times when I felt like I was $1 million just because I was on cloud nine, right? So since I was on cloud nine, I felt like $1 million. Even though I didn't have $1 million, but all my worries went away. All my negative thoughts were diminished, and I didn't have to worry about them. And it's an unconventional way, an approach to leading a life of success. You know, but everyone thinks of success. And when we think about success in the measures of money. Success comes in the measures of happiness. And this pursuit of happiness, or what Thomas Jefferson said, we're all on the pursuit of happiness. That is the key. That is the key to our fulfilling ways, to our know-how of becoming greater than what we ever thought we can become or ever thought we can do. So this is something that's very, very important when you are living a life of measure. Don't measure the possibilities of money. Measure the possibilities of happiness. Let me repeat that. Don't measure the possibilities of money. Measure the possibilities of happiness. Because it's the measurements that can break us from strife, can break us through this negative down turmoil of that thought process of not having enough. So I'm going to say that again. Measure your life in the realm of happiness. Not in the realm of money. So measure your life in the realm of happiness. Find your measure of happiness and stay in that process. Stay in that moment. So don't measure your measurements in, or don't measure your successes in money. Because if we measure our successes in money, we lose the big picture of happiness. So don't measure your successes in money. Measure it in happiness. So, for any of you guys that want to call in, because we're about ready to call it, the number is 646-787-1578. And when you call in, press 1 to leave a comment or to ask a question. So like I said, measure your successes in money. Let me rephrase that. Measure your successes in happiness, not money. Like I said, there's people out there that don't have next to nothing, but they still have a smile on their face, and they're still happy, they're still laughing. And you always look at them, you know, and they're like, wow, how could they be so happy? They don't have a lot of stuff. They have this internal dialogue with himself and saying, hey, I'm still alive, I'm still breathing, I'm still here, I can still make some change, I can still do stuff in my life, you know, I can be a significant innovator, I can be a significant educator, I can be a significant inventor, whatever it may be, I am significant. Why? Because I'm more than enough. You are more than enough. You are above average. Don't ever live in the mediocrity of thinking that you are nothing but average. No, you are more than enough. You are more than above average, and you will be successful within your happiness. So remember, when we think about the pursuit of happiness, think about the pursuit purpose. When we think about the pursuit of happiness, think about the pursuit of purpose. Because there's nothing in this world that doesn't make you any more happy when you have purpose. When you wake up and you have purpose, you have meaning. When you wake up and you have meaning, you have encouragement. When you wake up and you have encouragement, you have the ability to make anything in this world happen. So, we have to be in the pursuits of happiness, and that happiness is our purpose. So being the pursuit of happiness, and happiness is our purpose. So if you are happy on purpose, what is that going to do? All that's going to do, you take someone by their hand and say, hey, I can help you find your purpose. Because I found mine, and I know I can help you. You know who needs encouragement in this life? You know how someone needs encouragement? If they're breathing. If they're breathing, they need encouragement. That means all of us need encouragement. Even the successful people. Even the people that we think have it all and are doing it all and making change and doing everything and they have all the money and they have all the fame and they'll have all the glory. They still need encouragement. Because there are those days when you're going to feel less than enough, or not having enough, or not being enough. Remember, you are above average. You are more than what anyone in your past, anyone in your present, anyone in your present future is sitting there telling you that you're not enough. You can't do that. You're not going to make it happen. I don't care. You've been saying that for years. You've been saying, no, you're going to do it. Why? Because you're the only one that can. I can't do it for you. You know, the lovely Bethany podcast cannot do it for you. All we can do is be sparks of interest, sparks of encouragement, sparks of guidance. You know, it's like in the movie The Matrix, when Morpheus tells Neo, I can only show you the door. You're the one that has to walk through it, right? And it's the truth. Anyone can just show you the door, but we have to walk through. We have to make the movement. Without movement, nothing is possible. Without movement, nothing happens, right? So it's moving the trajectory of the energy of the thought. That is what's the most important thing for us to do. Moving the trajectory of the energy of the thought is the most important thing for us to do. You know, so if I didn't think about making a movement to call in and get on this podcast to be the guest, the guest host, it wouldn't have happened. And like I said, I do apologize for not being on here earlier. Hey, sometimes life hits us. Sometimes we get distracted with certain things. It's okay. But I'm here now. I'm hoping I'm imparting good wisdom And I'm hoping you're being motivated to make yourself to remember the pursuit of happiness is your purpose. Because if you think of purpose, you think of happiness. If you think of purpose, you think of being pursuing your purpose, pursuing your goals, pursuing your dreams, making it happen no matter what. And I will have to leave you guys with this. No matter how many attempts it takes, it's about never giving up until it happens. Let me say that again. It's not about how many attempts it takes. It's about never giving up until it happens. Now, I believe our hour is up, but even with our hour being up, I'm still on the line. So if you guys can call in to 646-787-1578 and then press 1 to leave a comment or ask a question, I'm sure I can get your question answered or I can elaborate on your comments. This is your guest host / author / speaker, motivator, spark of interest, Sean Alexander Hamilton, here being the guest host of Bethany's Culture Shock Media Entertainment Media Network for this Motivating Make Money Monday. Let me say that again. Motivating Make Money Monday on Culture Shock Entertainment Media Network, filling in for the lovely Bethany. And I have to give another shout out to Bethany. Happy, 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 happy birthday. Thank you for this opportunity. And I will be returning on a winning Wednesday again. So on Wednesday, I will be returning for Culture Shock Entertainment Media Network for her winning Wednesday episode on Wednesday, hopefully in the morning, but we will see. As of right now, we have it scheduled for the morning. That time will be 6:30 on the eastern side, 3:30 on the western side. So Pacific Standard Time, it will be 3:30, and Eastern Standard Time, it will be 3:30 in the morning. So on your winning Wednesday, when you're out there, either going to work, getting a cup of coffee, whether you're getting ready to work out, if you're tuning in, by all means, I will be talking about all the winning attitudes that can lead us into dealing with the day and learning how to conquer the day to better fulfill our destinies and to better fulfill the current day that we are dealing with. So when we come across negative ideas or negative thought processes, all we're thinking about is a healthy dose of winning attitudes. Winning attitudes with winning responses. So, like I said, this is Sean Alexander Hamilton, guest host of Culture Shock Media Entertainment. Like I said, this is not all we usually talk about. We don't just talk about money on here. We talk about current events. We talk about health issues. We talk about it all. Whatever you're feeling that you want to chime in, you want to turn in, or you want to, if you're having a difficult day, or you want to ask some questions, or you need some answers, then by all means, we are here to help you with those answers, to give you the best possible ideas, or best possible encouragement that we know how to give you. I don't care if you're a woman. I don't care if you're a man. We don't discriminate. Black, white, doesn't matter. Rich, poor, it doesn't matter. We are here for you because this is what we do here on the Culture Shock Media Entertainment Network. We love motivating, encouraging, giving strong advice, strong encouragement to movement, better your life. It's about bettering your life so you can better the ones around you and better yourself. Because why? You are more than enough. You are above average. And I don't care who tells you you're not good enough. You're good enough in my eyes. You're good enough in my thoughts. And you have what it takes. You have what it takes. Because you're the only one that can take it. I say go out there and it's there for the taking. Go take it. Make it happen. Of course, on the confines of legality and the law. Make it happen with the self-righteousness of being true to yourself and being there for other people. We want to be there for other people because there's no greater gratitude in life and or self-gratitude in life than being there to help someone and pick them up. Pick them up from their stumbles, pick them up from their wrong way of thinking. Any one of us can do it. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you come from. Any one of us can do it. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be famous. All you need to do is have a listening ear, a listening attitude, with good words of intelligence, good words of feelings, and let your feeling dive in to your words of encouragement. Like, let someone feel your words. Let someone feel your conviction. Feel your attitude. Feel your empowerment. Let someone feel who you are. Because why? Because you, my friends, are more than enough, above average. You are the creators of your own destiny, and you have what it takes. There's no one out there that has what it takes better than you do. So, like I said, I'll leave you with a few quotes. And these quotes are from some of my books that I've written. So, since we're talking about money, I'll leave you a couple quotes from my Defeating Financial Anger book. And here is one. The greatest enemy to defeat is the one that is inside of us all. The greatest enemy to the one that's inside of us all. Here's another good one. Anger clouds the mind. Turn inward, it can be an unconquerable enemy. So, when you think of anger, don't turn it inward. Release it. Here's another good one. And this one is by John F. Kennedy. When written in Chinese, the word crisis is composed of two characters. One represents danger, and the other represents opportunity. So these two characters, when it written in Chinese, word crisis, one represents danger and the other represents opportunity. Let's not go towards the danger. Let's go towards the opportunities. There's thousands and millions of opportunities just sitting right there in front of us. Here's another good one, and this is written by yours truly. The greatest struggle within ourselves holds our greatest victory. Our greatest struggles within ourselves holds our greatest victory, which means we can become victorious through our struggles. Because as we're navigating our struggles, as we're navigating those landmines and learning how to step either around them or over them and not on them, we are fulfilling our battlefield in our mind to sidestep those landmines. Those landmines that will make us blow up. Those landmines will make us crumble. Those landmines that will make us, we don't want to cripple our minds. We want to make our minds strong. We want to make our minds encouraged. We want to make our minds go where we never thought possible, right? So let's not worry about the landmines that are in our minds. Let's worry about defeating the battlefield that's in our minds. So like I said, within our greatest struggles holds our greatest victory. And then my other quote is not about how many attempts it takes, it's about never giving up until it happens. So I will leave you with this. Stay encouraged. Learn. Have the knowledge. Go seek the knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge, if you don't have a mentor, I suggest go get a mentor. It doesn't have to be someone rich or famous or successful in the eyes of success. It has to be someone that's going to encourage you, someone that's going to put you in the right direction. It could be a family member. It could be a loved one. It could be a best friend. It could be a teacher. It could be anyone. Anyone can motivate someone. Anyone can give that spark of interest and become a mentor. You can even find money mentors from the past. Like I said, the good books that I told you about earlier, George S. Carlson, or Clanson, The Richest Man in Babylon is one book. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is another book. The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles is another great book. Even my book, Defeating Financial Anger, like I said, I'm in the process of writing another financial book. But Defeating Financial Anger, that has to do with your emotional links towards your finances. And this other book I'm about ready to release here in a little bit, probably next couple months, it's going to give you encouragement to being determined with determined as a raging bull to go capture what you want and learn. I've learned through my pitfalls of money and how to deal with it. So, when we think about money issues, don't think of all the negative things that can come with it. Think of all the positive things that can come with it. When we increase our knowledge, we increase our effectiveness. Increase our knowledge, we increase the efficiency of how we can do something. When we increase our knowledge, we increase the understanding in the same way of decreasing the uncertainty of making things happen, right? So it's all about us evolving and increasing. Let's face it, we want to have an upward battle, or not even a battle, we want to have an upward thought process. So, here on the Culture Shock Radio Network, we are here to help you, motivate you, encourage you, and make things happen. Culture Shock Entertainment Media is not just about entertainment. It's about encouraging, being true to oneself, helping others, so you can help yourself in the process. I have found helping others helps me in the process of helping myself more than me just being selfish and just thinking about poor old me, you know? Don't think about poor old me. Think about what can I give back? What can I do for my brother, for my sister, for my mother, for my father, for my grandfather, for my grandma, right? What can I do for my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons? What can I do? Who can I be? Who can I become? What kind of impact can I leave? Because let's face it, not trying to leave this on a negative note, none of us are getting out of here alive. So while we're here, let's leave an impact.
Let's leave a way. Let's leave a better path for the ones that are going to follow behind us. Because there's people following behind you, whether it's a little one, whether it's a brother, whether it's a close friend. In order to be a leader, you have to be a follower first. If there was no followers, there would be no leaders. Why? Because then we wouldn't understand how to lead. Because we learn how to lead through following. And then once we learn how to follow, we learn how to break out of the pack to become the leader. Because someone has to lead. So I say, lead your own life and lead it in a way that's going to help you out. Lead it in a way that's going to help you out as you are helping others. Let me say that again. Lead it in a way that's going to help you out as you are helping others. So, if any of you guys want to write the number down for our Winning Wednesday episode, the number is 646-787-1578. And when you call in, please press 1 to leave a comment and or ask a question. So, the number again is 646-787-1578. And then, again, please press 1 to comment and or ask a question. So, on this Motivating Money Making Monday, I would bid you well. Have a good night. Be good to each other. As always, from me, to our host with the most, Bethany of the Culture Shock Media Network, I want to say thank you for listening. I want to say thank you for being on. And again, I look forward to getting your calls, getting your questions on Winning Wednesday, and I look forward to encouraging you to becoming more than what you thought you could become. So I will leave you with this: Winning Wednesdays. We will be doing that, and we will be doing an early segment on Winning Wednesday. We will be doing for the Coast, for the West Coast, we will be doing early 7 of 3:30, and for the East Coast, it will be, of course, 6:30 for Winning Wednesday. The reason why I want to do them so early is because I want to get you out the door with having a winning attitude. Like I said, the reason why I want to do them early is so you can get out the door and have a winning attitude so you can go out and win the day. So, Wednesday, on Winning Wednesdays on the Culture Shock Media Network, I will be your guest host again. Author, motivator, speaker, Sean Alexander Hamilton, and I will get you going to thinking in the correct way to have you go out there and win the day. All right. Again, as always, peace, love, above all, happiness, be good to each other, stay healthy, stay safe, and encourage someone that's fallen down, and by all means, pick them up, because the minute you pick, it's the minute you're going to be up. And remember this, you are more than enough, you have what it takes, and you're the only one that can make it happen. So, thank you for listening, I appreciate it, and I will help you. I will help you in all the areas that I can And like I said, I want to thank you. Winning Wednesdays on the Pacific West time will be at 30 in the morning. It will be 5:30, and it will be 6:30 on the Eastern Coast. So, thank you very much for listening. Peace, love, and above all, happiness. All right, have a good night. Thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Media Network with your guest host, Sean Alexander Hamilton. And remember, it's not about how many attempts it takes, it's about never giving up until it happens.